This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday said that there was a technical failure after an Israeli strike that local health officials say killed at least 45 Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah late Sunday. VOA's Jeff Custer with more.
Speaking at the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, Monday, Netanyahu said Israel is investigating the strike that reports say started a massive fire that also injured dozens. Netanyahu said Israel had evacuated about a million non-involved civilians before what he called a tragic mistake. Israel has seen surging criticism of its war against Hamas, even from its strongest allies. Speaking following a meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Geneva Monday, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell denounced the attack and said the UN's top court order for a ceasefire should be respected.
I condemn this in the stronger terms, and these attacks take place immediately after the International Court of Justice ordered it to stop all military activities in Gaza.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, hundreds marched in Tunis on Monday condemning the Israeli strike on Rafah, which according to Gaza authorities killed the 45 Palestinians and wounded dozens. Protesters waved Palestinian flags and chanted slogans as they gathered outside the French embassy. The attack on the tent camp prompted an outcry from global leaders who urged the implementation of a world court order to halt Israel's assault. A report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. The confidential report was seen by the Associated Press on Monday, and it says Iran now has 142.1 kilograms, or about 313.2 pounds of uranium enriched up to 60%, an increase since the IAEA's pre-